So, where were we? Right, the so-called barbarous ages. There was the physical sanction, then the religious sanction, and then the political sanction became uppermost. And revenge gave way to justice. Right, tell that to Haiti, people. Plato's tribe. Tell that to Venezuela. Tell that to Somalia. Tell that to Rwanda. How much you're about justice instead of revenge. Revenge for being disobedient. They so like to pretend they are above the crude emotion. They are pure, rarefied mind up there in the celestial bowl up there, looking down on us. But in the future of indirect legislation, this was Bentham's dream, the moral sanction will have largely replaced the physical. There will no longer be government by force, but government by inclination. And I have to say, they have put that in place. We got to talk about it. The private, voluntary choice of utilitarian actions. These pages on indirect legislation are so many efforts to lead the nation to that distant time, and my interjection, which is now upon us. Continuing, these pages answer the question, what can the government do now to strengthen the moral sanction? What the logic of the will came to under indirect legislation was the harmonization of contrary motives, his way of putting it. I totally disagreed with his interpretation of the Ovid quote that he used for inspiration. Continuing, but under the new transcendental logic of the will, this disharmony would disappear. Men would do what they saw to be better. And all without coercion, unquote from Bentham. Ovid was being ironic, and these folks have a real hard time with understanding subtlety.